When Tarrant County voters go to the polls next month, they're going to decide on whether to approve the largest bond package in the county's history. The $800 million bond proposal is for the county's public hospital system, the JPS Health Network, and it'll pay to build new facilities and expand existing ones. Judge Glenn Whitley presides over the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court, which approved the bond election. Judge Whitley, thank you for taking the time to talk to KERA.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Okay, so give me the big picture here. What would this $800 million pay for?
We're looking at five particular issues that are particular priorities that we've set as a result of this. One is mental health beds, 298 new or additional mental health beds. We're looking at a cancer center. We're also looking at four regional health centers, health clinics around the county. We're looking at a new inpatient tower, and then we're also looking at an ambulatory day surgery center.
The last time the county hospital district had a bond election was 33 years ago. Tarrant County has grown a lot since then. It has nearly doubled in population. Every population projection indicates that that growth will keep going. So is this just a matter of keeping up?
Well, you know, I think what it says is that over the last 33 years, what we've done is, as we've been able to manage and accumulate cash, then we have added things that were essential to continuing to provide that care. So we've always been very mindful of the taxpayer dollars and always keeping the operations within those dollars that we were given. And so, you know, I think it's not just a matter of keeping up, but it's this, we're to a point where we need to do and need to focus on trying to update technology and quit just shoehorning things in here, there, and yon, but really think about making it more efficient from a standpoint of operations and at the same time providing additional care for that increased population.
So one of the big focuses of this bond proposal is on expanding mental and behavioral health services. Why do we need that? Talk about that as a number one issue here.
It is our top priority. I think if you look across the country, I believe everybody is now beginning to focus more on mental health, the issues surrounding that. We feel like that we need to do a couple of things in that particular area. One, we need to increase the beds, the patient beds. The state has been decreasing the number of beds they have available, and as a result of that, we really need to step up and increase the number of beds at a county level. This will take us up to the point to where even with this, it'll be, you know, we'll be able to handle maybe only 35-36% of what the actual need may be. Right now, if you go into any major urban county in this country, you will find that the vast majority of the mental health patients that are being housed somewhere are being housed in the county jail. And that's not the appropriate place for them. So what we hope to do is, one, to have a facility that will be able to address those needs, or at least address some of the needs of those folks who are need to be inpatient. But at the same time, to collaborate with the police, to collaborate with our MHMR authority, to identify folks and to work with folks who we realize have issues and try to train our police and to train other folks in dealing with those folks to hopefully keep them from, you know, any kind of an outbreak or a major issue type thing.
So with that, even with that increase, right, that tripling of beds, we have 96 now, we're going to 298 under this proposal. You say that'll reach about 36% of the need. I mean, is that enough?
Well, you know, I one of the things that I would say is, and I've attended some of the town hall meetings that we've had thus far, is that you have to find a way to balance that ultimate need and the dollars that we have to be able to spend on that. And I think that's the dilemma that, as an elected official, we face all the time. We can't just write a blank check. We have to balance everything. And a lot of times what we do is we try to collaborate with the other nonprofit, even with the private sector businesses and or organizations, to meet the need in other ways. If I can collaborate with a particular nonprofit that is using volunteers and is using donations to fill a need, it's far better for us to do it that way than for us to try to take it over and do it all with tax dollars and with government.
The bond pays for a lot of expansion and renovation at the main central Fort Worth campus of JPS. It'll also pay for 4 new regional medical centers out in the suburbs. So what's the idea behind that, behind adding more subsidized care outside of Fort Worth?
Well, what we're looking at, and again, remember, Tarrant County is Tarrant County, and while Fort Worth is one of the largest cities within Tarrant County, there are 40 other cities that are located in Tarrant County. And our goal here is transportation is a big issue, and regardless of whatever that individual may be facing. And if we can put these community clinics, these regional centers out nearer to the folks who may be in need of those services, then it gives them almost a medical home that they can go to, and they can go to those regularly. And so instead of their records being spread in emergency rooms all over the county, it will be hopefully in one particular area, and that will allow us to maybe better serve those folks and to keep them from getting into that emergency-related type situation. We expect these clinics will offer not only primary care, but some other, you know, specialty services, and hopefully may be able to add some of that mental health that we talked about earlier.
And, you know, when people are showing up in the emergency room for basic treatment that isn't actually an emergency, that's sort of the most costly way to treat a patient.
It very much so is. And also when they're outside of there and they don't have the transportation, then they're not just showing up at JPS. They're going to show up at Arlington Memorial. They're going to show up at Medical City, North Richland Hills. They're going to show up at Baylor Grapevine, at THR. So they're going to show up at other hospitals, and they're going to, clog those emergency rooms up. And so it kind of compounds the problem.
The county assembled a blue ribbon committee to look at the current and future needs of JPS. That's sort of the backbone of this bond proposal. They said the county was growing fast, it was growing much more diverse, and also aging. By 2029, the last of the baby boomers are going to be turning 65. So how does this plan help meet the needs of our aging population?
Well, I think, again, that blue ribbon committee came together at the Commissioner's Court created it. Each one of us appointed 2 members to that, and then we collectively decided on the co-chairs. And we asked them to look forward 10, 15, 20 years into the county and to try to anticipate what our medical needs would be at that point in time. One of the things that came up was the aging population. And so we focused, and one of the things that JPS is focused on is geriatrics. And they recently received a certification, one of only 2 in the country, as it pertains to how they relate to geriatrics. In addition to that particular area, the Blue Ribbon Committee also came back and recommended the mental health as the top priority. The hospital board prior to that had done a study. They had recommended 198 in new or additional beds. When you looked at the Blue Ribbon Committee, they felt like the need was even greater than that, and that's where we went to the 298. They also came back with the recommendation of looking at the regional centers and some of the other items that I've mentioned before.
So let's talk about the politics of this. Tarrant County, pretty conservative as far as urban counties go. There's a lot of folks here who are skeptical about the cost of government. You have been making the rounds to make the case to voters that the county really needs to fund this health network expansion. I'm wondering what kind of resistance you've gotten, and what do you tell people who are skeptical of the idea?
Well, what we've said when we authorized the hospital district to borrow up to $800 million, and up to is a critical thing, is that we would not allow them to raise the tax rate. Now, again, I'm not going to tell you that not raising the tax rate doesn't increase the amount of taxes that we collect. But what we've said is that we're not going to support an increase in the tax rate. And so as the population of this county continues to grow, as you mentioned earlier, it's doubled since the last one. The statistics from the COG, from the Council of Governments, say that in the next 20 years, we're going to add at least another million folks to this. And so what happens is we've experienced, you know, we're one of the fastest growing counties in the country. New businesses are coming here. That brings new employees here. That brings new houses and homes, and that's new taxes. That's additional taxes. And so what we've said is that with that additional new tax revenue, we are going to build the facilities and operate the facilities. Currently, about 40% of the hospital district's revenue comes from property taxes. The rest comes from Medicare, Medicaid, different forms of insurance, as well as self-pay. And we have each year watched that budget and make sure that we don't overextend the operational side of the deal so as to put the hospital district in financial constraints. We've done that for the last 22 years. We'll do it for the next several years. We'll do it. We always do it.
And this expansion plan, it's a $1.2 billion plan. So some of the money is also going to come from the hospital itself.
That is exactly correct. You know, as I've said earlier, the last time we did one was 33 years ago. It was $50 million. So over time, we have built additional facilities, but we've done that through, again, a very fiscally conservative budget, being able to accumulate cash and build the items and the things that we felt like we needed. I believe at this point in time that the hospital district has within its current financial wherewithal to put some $250 to $300+ million into this bond package. And so when the Blue Ribbon Committee came back with the $1.2 billion, we looked at that and we felt like, okay, those are valid issues, there are valid needs and priorities, but we feel like that we're only willing to authorize up to the $800 million to be spent, and that we would have to accumulate the remainder of that through operations or through existing cash.
So 3 years ago, there was a similar proposal, $800 million bond package for the hospital district. But the commissioner's court decided to pull that off the ballot before voters got a chance to weigh in. There was a lot of opposition to it at the time. So what's different about this package?
Well, what I would say to you about that time was we were doing some town hall meetings. There was some opposition. It was not a, you know, it was not a big way, but they brought up a couple of things. One, they didn't feel like that we had really addressed the entire county, but had looked only at the downtown, and they were correct about that. We had not, in that original proposal, the regional centers were not there. At the same time, we were doing this in the summer, and this was the summer where the University of North Texas Health Science Center and TCU announced that they were going to collaborate and partner together to create a med school. Well, that's a big deal from a standpoint of when you're talking about JPS as a teaching hospital. So both of those things really made us want to step back to reevaluate everything and to make sure that we were heading down the right path with the right priorities. That's when we created the Blue Ribbon Committee. That's when they came in and they looked at all of this. In fact, one of my appointments on the Blue Ribbon Committee was Dr. Stuart Flynn, who is the head of this MD school that's going to begin next year.
So November 6th is Election Day.
Correct.
October 22nd is the beginning of early voting.
That's correct.
All right. Judge Glenn Whitley is the top elected official in Tarrant County. Judge Whitley, thank you.
I appreciate very much you coming out and giving me an opportunity to talk about this.